This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says that Britain is against the use of cluster munitions, a statement coming out day after President Joe Biden agreed to send those weapons to Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
The Prime Minister said the UK does not agree with the use of the controversial weapons.
The UK is signatory to a convention which prohibits the production or use of cluster munitions and discourages their use.
The convention banning the use of the bombs has been joined by more than 120 countries. The United States, Russia, and Ukraine are among those who have not signed on. Sunak is due to meet Biden in London on Monday ahead of a NATO summit. Whilst there, the president is likely to face questions from allies on why the U.S. would send a weapon into Ukraine that more than two-thirds of alliance members have banned. Cluster munitions have a track record for causing many civilian casualties. Karen Chamas, London.
Republican leaders of three prominent House committees are joining forces to investigate the Justice Department's handling of charges against the president's son, Hunter.
The chairman of the House Judiciary Oversight and Ways and Means Committees have launched a combined investigation into whistleblower claims of improper interference in the federal tax case surrounding Hunter Biden. They're seeking voluntary testimony from senior officials at the Justice Department, FBI, and IRS. Based on whistleblower claims, there was a slow walking of investigative steps and delaying tactics before the 2020 election. The Justice Department has been denying the whistleblower claims. Last month, Attorney General Merrick Garland said the federal prosecutor who led the investigation
was given complete authority to make all decisions on his own.
Hunter Biden has agreed to a plea deal in the tax case against